the importance of having a stable, accessible workforce that our farmers and ranchers need in different parts of the country. We're going to be obviously continuing the push to get EPA to withdraw their Waters of the U.S. rule and keep our Ditch the Rule campaign moving forward.
And then there's biotech.
Whether we're talking about efforts to require to mandate labeling simply because something may contain GMOs, that have gone on in different state ballot initiatives. And there's some initiatives out there that just flat want to prohibit the use of this technology. And we've also got some ongoing issues around the world in getting other countries to accept our products.
And Moore says a handful of other issues are also likely to come up.
Tax reform. That's an ongoing battle, whether we're looking at individual tax issues or business tax issues. And then we know that there's some things that, the agriculture committees, I'm pretty certain, are going to have on their docket at some point during the year, looking at, the Commodity Exchange Act and the rules and laws that govern the CFTC and how the futures trading works.
And, of course, Trade Promotion Authority, the Trans-Pacific Partnership talks, and a fuller reopening of the Cuba market will all be active issues in 2015.